Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome the fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people make work better in their lives. And she does that by helping people craft a career story that makes employers sit up and listen. So I am super excited to introduce Lyndon Kidd. Now, Lyndon is a career strategist, executive coach, and business consultant. She has also been CEO of the healthcare and engineering recruiting firm Next Iteration for over a decade. Now, Lyndon has worked with hundreds of companies to identify, attract, retain, and develop key employees, to hire competitively, and to develop high-performing teams. She also served as an employability coach supporting unemployed and underemployed people who are 50 years old or older to attract and find meaningful careers in the Back to Work 50 Plus program sponsored by the AARP Foundation and Pima Community College in Tucson, Arizona. Now, currently, Lyndon co-leads an online Back to Work 50 Plus program, also sponsored by the AARP Foundation, and works with private clients. Now, through a division of her company, Captivating Careers, Lyndon has worked with leaders, managers, and highly skilled technical professionals. In working with her, clients become clearer about the role of work in their lives and the career story they tell. Employers sit up and listen because her clients are articulate about their vocation or career calling. A client once said, "Lyndon helps me pull the weeds so I can better see the garden of my work." Now, throughout Lyndon's career, she has supported entrepreneurial ventures as well as small business owners to develop smart talent management skills so that they could retain more of their best people and reduce attrition. Well, welcome, Lyndon. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm excited to be here today as well. I appreciate you inviting me.
Yeah, this is just great. And I just love how you're helping so many people really align with such meaningful work that brings them joy. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Well, Wendy, in this day and age, there are so many people that need help. It's just a privilege of mine, and I'm passionate about supporting people.
I can certainly appreciate the fact that there is a huge need right now, and we'll get into that. That's definitely one of my questions that I can't wait to ask you. But I'm curious, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to become a career strategist?
Well, I'd worked as a retained executive recruiter for many, many years, and I had the privilege then of starting Next Iteration, which was also a recruiting firm. But I had a life situation happen in 2009 where my husband died suddenly. And as I was healing from that, I really wanted to do work that was a little bit more personal, not quite as transactional, and wanted a chance to work with people in a very life-oriented and meaningful way. And so that's really what led me to focus more on the career side of the services that I perform.
Got it. That makes total sense in wanting to just provide work that brings you more meaning instead of just simply filling a need. That's the wonderful part about being an entrepreneur, right? We can design a business that really brings us joy. So, Lyndon, how long have you been a career strategist, and has your business vision or mission evolved since you first started this work?
Wendy, that's such a great question. And I had my recruiting firm, so that work was there. But then when I started wanting to do something more meaningful, something that felt more inspirational, I initially launched my business in the life coach space. As I attempted to get clients, as I attempted to figure out what my story was that I was going to tell, honestly, I felt like an imposter. I felt like a fraud. I felt like, why would people follow me? Why would they pay attention to me? And so in thinking about what my core genius is and what my real experience is, it aligned better with talking to people from the perspective of their career. Now, don't get me wrong. You spend more time at work than you do at home these days. So career coaching or career strategies effectively is a form of life coaching, but it's more niche. And so I pivoted, if you will, more towards the career focus, and discovered that inspired me, and I was able to inspire others more in that space rather than in a space where I was feeling, like I said, like a fraud or an imposter.
Interesting. So that's very revealing in terms of a real key component to being able to step into your strength is that inner work, right? If we don't feel the confidence in the work that we're doing, even if we have the expertise, and certainly I'm guessing you probably had the expertise, even though you felt some quote unquote imposter syndrome. My guess is you probably did have the expertise, but this is a different path that is within that gave you power. So I love that. That's an important point, I think, to bring to light. Besides just realizing that instead of going down the life coach path, you went down more of a niched version and dialed that into the career strategy. Besides that, have there been any major roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Well, you know, Wendy, one of the challenges for being in this space, whether it was the life coaching or whether it's the career strategies, there's a lot of people out there that are offering these kinds of services. There's what I would call a lot of noise in the channel. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's selling a component of this. So I felt, and I still can feel, like my voice gets lost in that conversation. And while I'm a big believer that we all have something to offer, we all have something to share, and there's no question that I do as well, it's really figuring out how to speak to the ideal customer for myself and have them realize that they can't do it as well alone, that they're going to be more effective if they really find someone who can walk with them in a strategy or who can help them engineer a true plan and follow through with them on developing all of the nuances associated with that plan. So they do end up in a situation where they find work that's meaningful to them and they find that their work inspires them rather than expires them.
So what have you done to overcome that barrier or that lack of understanding or the noise out there?
Well, I try to be clear about what the outcomes are that people get when they work with me. I have a hard time calibrating where to find these people in many cases. So some of the logical channels, again, these would be communication channels, places like LinkedIn, Facebook. I don't tend to use a lot of direct marketing or direct sales materials, but trying to find these people is really one of my challenges. Even though I know they're all around me, I bet if I knocked on the door of 5 or 6 of my neighbors, I would find at least one of them who would be somebody that would be a likely person to take advantage of my services.
Mm-hmm. It is very busy out there in the online space, but just really gaining clarity around who exactly your ideal client is. And I think in the introduction that I provided, you're filling a space with a 50 plus demographic. And so obviously they have a very specific set of pain points or challenges or outcomes that they're really striving for that can resonate with your message. So that is one of the keys. But that's down the road of marketing. And of course, I'm in the sales niche here. So I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole, but I think you obviously have really identified some key areas there to just really get in front of the right people as being the way to get past that. So curiously, you're obviously an expert at helping people really up-level their ability to find the career or even attract career opportunities that really bring them meaning and joy. But curiously, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Right. So getting them to pull the trigger with me, as I was saying before, because there's so many voices out there, I do believe that people think that they can take a little bit of this person's free information, a little bit of this person's free information, and put it together and have it make sense and be the way that they can get by without having to pay someone, if you will, or to work with someone exclusively. And so that to me is one of my biggest challenges, is how to pull the fact that you need the extra set of sharp eyes to help guide you, that the proven process is, yeah, you can figure out what the proven process is from everyone else, but what you need to do is work the process. And it's kind of natural for us as human beings not to want to do some of the things that are hard. Mm-hmm. So we avoid those.
Right. You've brought up a really good point here in terms of just helping people to feel confident about moving forward with a buying decision, and specific to maybe thinking that, you know, they can get a little bit of free information from this person, get a little bit of free information from that person, and piecemeal it all together, and voila. Is that what I'm hearing you say is one of the big frustrations?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Necessarily think that they need to pay for services, they can cobble together what they need to do, and it's not necessarily a satisfactory result for them.
Oh, typically it's not, right? You and I both know. Well, I'd love to provide a little bit of sales coaching on that if you're interested.
Oh, I'd love it. Thank you, Wendy. Okay.
Hopefully we'll move the needle here for you on this. And it's interesting because the tricky part is that you're talking with people who may have just been furloughed or lost their job, or they are in maybe a financial bind, right? So that's where it becomes tricky. But, you know, there is an effective technique. It really takes away a lot of that type of tendency within somebody who could be thinking they can glean a little bit here and a little bit there and go off and do it themselves and have the same great results. And the technique is just simply what I call front loading. That means before, so it comes before any potential, mainly the offer or the call to action to, would you like to move forward? So it comes prior to that in the conversation that you're having with your prospective client. And it's simply sharing a story with them of a similar person to them that decided or got the idea that they could do just that. They could really piecemeal together a lot of free content that they were finding on Dr. Google or Professor Google or whatever you want to, however you want to reference Google, and be able to do it themselves, the DIY approach. But what they found out was at the end of the day, their resumes were being overlooked, or, you know, they circled back with you. And I'm sure over the years of experience that you have in this field, you truly are an expert in this field. You've worked with so many people. I'm sure you know of situation after situation where people have had their resumes overlooked, that they are not the ones that the employers are sitting up and taking notice, right? And so by front loading with a story, just naturally in your conversation with them, you're in essence telling them that that ain't going to work. You know, and that way you're not addressing this as an objection at the end, because now you've just shared with them how somebody who's in a similar situation tried to do this, thought they could outsmart the system and create their own Frankenstein approach, if you will, and they ended up not getting the jobs or the opportunities that were the best fit because they didn't have the nuances that were tailored specifically aligning with their, you know, showcasing their best talents or whatever, their zone of genius. Does that make sense? Where you tell a story ahead of time, earlier in your conversation. You know, it's interesting. When I work with people, you know, it reminds me of Joe Smith. I was working with him. He actually came back to me because this is what happened to Joe. This is what Joe did. So does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds very powerful, Wendy. You know, in my experience, people underestimate what they need to be saying in their career documents and what they need to be saying about the trajectory of their career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those subtle things that they have no idea. And they can't begin to glean that out of all the free information out there, nor can they tailor it to really execute, is kind of a strange word, but execute that within the creation of their resume, their collateral, their profile, their everything else that goes into what an employer reviews. Correct? I'm just guessing.
No, you're absolutely right. So yeah. What we have is people know that they're successful in what they do. They just are so close to their own career. They can't unbundle it and take it apart.
Yeah.
And then be able to talk about it in terms of skills or in terms of core competencies or in a story format that really gets people to listen.
Yeah. So you just bring that into a specific point of reference of somebody that you worked with that had that mindset at the beginning. And you tell a story that's relevant. People lean into stories about others. It's one of those human nature things. And you don't want to go on and on. You're just making your point. You're being strategic, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that, like I said, hopefully that moves the needle for you a bit and allows people to really appreciate and understand the value that you're bringing and the expertise that you're offering. Well, this must be in this pandemic that we're experiencing, this work that you're doing must be in incredible demand right now. Can you share a little bit about how the pandemic has had an impact on the work that you do?
Oh, Wendy, it's heartrending. In talking with people, they're so frustrated and they're so fearful about what's next because employers are being slow to respond. If they're talking to recruiters, they're not getting callbacks. We know that many, many employers in major metropolitan areas are saying, yes, but we're furloughing people still, and we're not quite ready to be bringing new people in. And it's hard to convince folks that there truly is opportunity and that there truly are in-demand jobs out there that potentially could be a great fit for their skill set. And it's just really, like I said, it's very heartrending right now.
Mm-hmm. The pandemic has created such a huge ripple effect on people in so many different ways, and fear and stress and anxiety are top of the list if there's a career change involved. So I can only imagine the difficulties that you experience in helping people just, one, calm down and realize that there are solid opportunities for them. So, well, Lyndon, how do you work with people who really want to take charge of a situation they're in, find that meaningful work that truly brings them joy?
So, you know, the bottom line is, of course, there's a proven process. But what I really do is help people hear their story and coax it from within. And that starts by having people understand and appreciate how important it is to identify the things at work that you really love. And so I actually have a joy at work exercise. That's where I start with almost everyone, where it allows them to think about what it is that inspires them about the work that they do, so they can be very clear about the skills that they want to use next in work they do next. And that then allows them to look at the landscape of opportunity and potentially look at different industries, potentially look at nuanced other titles, job opportunity titles, or to potentially even focus on something that maybe they haven't considered doing up until now. It's really a matter of aligning skills and interests together and creating a GPS, a global positioning system based on joy at work.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. I love that approach, making joy really the true north, right? That's the stake in the ground.
Absolutely.
Let's build it out from there. Oh, that's great. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
So the logical place to start would be my website, which is lyndenkidd.com, lyndenkidd.com.
Okay.
Or you can find me, connect with me on LinkedIn and message me through LinkedIn. Those are the two most reliable ways to get a hold of me.
Okay. Fantastic. So that's Lyndon Kidd, and that's L Y N denkidd.com or search your name on LinkedIn. Fantastic. All right. Well, you know, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here, Lyndon, but if I could tap on you one last time during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, Wendy, this is such a neat question. Thank you. What I would leave with someone who's frustrated about where their business might be is that believe you have a contribution to make. Believe that you have a voice to share. And know that there's an audience for that voice, that people hear and learn from different people. In other words, there might be a guru out there, but that guru's voice may not be the lesson that someone's supposed to hear. So go back to the heart of what it is you believe you're doing and believe in the contribution that you have to offer.
Ah, that's great. That is powerful. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is solid advice. Well, Lyndon, it's just been so great getting to hear about your journey from the recruiting business that you started and realize that it wasn't bringing you the full fulfillment to the important work that you're now doing, helping people really make work better in their lives. I've just really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, thanks, Wendy. And you know what? I love the concept of front loading and I can't wait to incorporate it into my next message. So I'm definitely going to be adding that into my conversation. And I so appreciate you giving me an opportunity to learn from you today.
Yeah, well, it was fun for me. And I really, like I said, I enjoyed our conversation and just finding out more about the great work that you're doing. And again, for our listeners, you can find out more and reach Lyndon through her website. And that's lyndonkidd.com or search her on LinkedIn. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Lyndon Kidd. And as always, here's to your success.